like to ask my colleagues to please take their seats. Colleagues, we have a short agenda, so I'd like to get started as soon as we can. In 1 minute, I'm going to recognize Alderman Schnipper to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Alderman Schnipper.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, folks. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Monday, March 7th. On our desk tonight, we do have an email from our colleague, Alderman Yates, regarding the Upper Falls Area Council item. It's on everyone's desk. Please be aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. And at this time, what I would like to do is recognize my colleague, Alderman Hess Mahan, Chair of the Land Use Committee, to start with our first call of reports.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Good evening. There is no report tonight. However, I would like to be recognized to assign public hearings.
Thank you. Please do so.
Beginning on page 46 of tonight's docket item number, these are public hearings to be assigned for April 12, 2011. Docket item number 337-05 parens 2, new singular wireless by AT&T Mobility, Commonwealth House Trust, petition to amend special permit site plan approval, extension of a non-conforming structure, number 33705, granted on December 19, 2005, for 6 wireless antennas on the facade of a rooftop penthouse behind a faux brick stealthing, by adding 3 additional antennas for a total of 9 antennas, and to extend the faux brick stealthing at 209 Commonwealth Avenue, Chestnut Hill, Ward 7, on land known as SBL 63820, containing approximately 20,338 square feet of land in district zoned multi-residence 1. Continuing on docket page 46 of the docket item number 61-11, new singular wireless by AT&T Mobility, Andover Newton Theological School, petition for a special permit site plan approval to add 3 antennas to an array of 6 existing antennas on a rooftop with ancillary equipment located inside an adjacent building at 216 Herrick Road, Ward 6, on land known as SBL 65-1945, containing approximately 871,960 square feet of land in a district-zoned single residence 2. I invite everybody to come to the public hearing so you can learn what stealthing is. I would also, just want to check to see if there's anything on the next page. No. I did want to just point out to the members of the board that immediately above on page 46, there is a request for withdrawal without prejudice of docket item number 137-10, Sherrod S. Gandabir, request to withdraw without prejudice, special permit site plan approval, petition number 137-10 for an accessory apartment in an existing detached structure, including locating 3 parking spaces closer than 5 feet from the street, 1 within the front setback, and to locate a 6.5-foot retaining wall in the side setback at 298 through 300 Adams Street, Ward 1. And that completes the report of the Land Use Committee.
Thank you, Alderman Hess Mahan. Next, we have the Zoning and Planning Committee chaired by Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee report begins on page 41. There's only one item to be reported out this evening. That's 217-00. Alderman Yates requesting that Chapter 30 be amended to require a special permit for the demolition of a structure aged 100 years or more, containing one or more residential units in any residential district. And this was voted no action necessary, 7-0. That ends the report.
Great. Alderman Johnson, do you mind at this time, just you have a late filed docket item that we wanted to add to the referral docket. Sorry about that. It's item 65-11 on page 47. and to ask for a suspension of the rules, please.
I would like to request a suspension of the rules.
We have a request for a suspension of the rules to accept a late filed item to the referral docket. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The rules are suspended. If you could read that into the record.
Docket item 65-11, Terrence P. Morris and Joseph Porter proposing amendment to the zoning ordinance to change the definition of height with a concomitant increase in the height to the pre-1997 limits to make height exceptions in accessory buildings subject to special permit rather than a variance.
Great, and that will now be part of the, that item will now be part of the referral docket. Thank you. Next, we have the Programs and Services Committee, and the report will be given by Vice Chair Alderman Stephen Linsky.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. President. The committee's report begins on page 41. Docket item 37-11, parens 2, is honor the mayor appointing Dr. Dori Selesnik as Commissioner of Health and Human Services effective March 9, 2011, pursuant to Section 3-3 of the City Charter. The committee voted its approval, 4 in favor, none opposed. Docket number 360-09, parens 4, Programs and Services Committee requesting an amendment to Chapter 3, Section 3-30 of the City Ordinances, Dogs Off-Leash Program, to provide the Commissioner of Parks and Recreation with the authority to request permits and set reasonable fees charged to participants of the off-leash program. The committee voted in favor, 6 in favor, none opposed. Docket item 258-08, Alderman Sangiolo requesting discussion with the Executive Department regarding reorganization of senior transportation services and establishment of intra-village transportation systems. Committee voted no action necessary, 3 in favor, 2 opposed, and one member abstaining. I believe all the other items were held, and we have one item on second call.
Alderman Linsky, do you mind reporting out? You referred one item to the Finance Committee, item 245-06 in the bottom of page 4.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's correct. It was held and then referred. Okay. Docket item 245-06, Alderman Johnson and Hess Mahan requesting an amendment to the City Charter to require the mayor annually to prepare and submit to the Board of Aldermen a long-term financial forecast of anticipated revenue, expenditures, and general financial condition of the city, including but not limited to the identification of any factors which will affect the financial condition of the city, projected revenue and expenditure trends, potential sources of new or expanded revenues, anticipated municipal needs likely to require major expenditures, and a strategic plan for meeting the anticipated municipal needs to include but not to be limited to any long or short-term actions that may be taken to enhance the financial condition of the city. The committee voted to refer that item to the Finance Committee by a vote of 7 in favor, none opposed. And that, I believe, is the conclusion of our report.
Thank you, thank you, Vice Chairman. Next, we have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee. We are without our chair and vice chair this evening, so I would ask Alderman Shapiro to please give the report of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the absence of Alderman Jay Ciccone and he's the chair and vice chair, Jay Harney, there is no report this evening.
Thank you, Alderman Shapiro. Long answer to say no report. Thank you. Very much appreciated. Next, we have the Public Facilities Committee chaired by Alderman Stipper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request a suspension of the rules to report out an item that has no written report.
There is a request to suspend the rules to report out an item with no formal report that was met on earlier this evening. All those in favor will say aye. There's a second. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please give the report, Madam
Chair. Thank you. 59-11 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $500,000 from free cash for the purpose of supplementing the snow and ice budget in the Department of Public Works. That was approved 7-0. There was no report in the reports docket because we did not meet in the last session, but I would like to assign a public hearing on page 49 of the new docket. 77-11, Dan Matloff, 21 Studio Road, Auburndale, petitioning for construction of a common sewer in Woodland Road and Studio Road from an existing sewer main in Woodland Road, northwesterly 59 feet, and then turning westerly 20 feet to propose sewer manhole in Studio Road. The public hearing will be on March 23rd, and that concludes the report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, we have the Finance Committee. We've just been joined by our chairman, but I believe the vice chairman will give the report. He did the conducted over the meeting. So I'll recognize Alderman Friedman, our vice chair of the Finance Committee, to give the Finance Committee report.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report for the Finance Committee begins on page 43. The first item is number 56-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting acceptance, appropriation, and expenditure of $14,440 grant for the automated license plate reader grant program offered by the Massachusetts Executive Office of Public Safety and Security. This item passed 6-0. Next, item 57-11, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $12,000 from budget reserve to the Law Department's judgments and settlements account as a full and final settlement of a civil claim filed against the city as a result of the fall at the old Newton North High School. This, too, was approved 6-0. Continuing on the same page, item 58-11, City Engineer requesting approval of the following order and schedule of sewer assessments for completed common sewer extension in Wood End Road, Bowden Street, and Hillside Road, and they are detailed below in the item, and this, too, was approved 6-0. And then continuing on page 44, the final item is number 59-11. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $500,000 from free cash for the purposes of supplementing the snow and ice budgets in the Department of Public Works. This, too, was approved 6-0, and that concludes the report.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Next, we have the Real Property Reuse Committee chaired by Alderman Dan Burke.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no Real Property Reuse Committee report this evening, but I'd like to be recognized to assign a public hearing.
Please do so.
I would like to assign a public hearing to be heard by the Real Property Reuse Committee for docket number 3311. The date for the public hearing is Tuesday, March 29, 2011. This docket item can be found on page 16 of the January 18th docket. Again, item number 3311, Commissioner of Public Works declaring surplus or for sale or lease, a city-owned right-of-way located at 145 to 147 Chapel Street in Nonantum. And that concludes the report.
Thank you very much. Next, we have the Post Audit and Oversight Committee chaired by Alderman Swiston.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Thank you very much. Last, we have the Committee on Community Preservation chaired by Alderman Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have one item that we can report out. 4411, James Robertson, this is on page 44. James Robertson, 30 Trowbridge Avenue, Newtonville, appointed as member of the Community Preservation Committee to represent Wards 1 and 2 and Recreation for a term of office to expire on August 1, 2014. And that was approved 7-0.
Thank you very much. Seeing no other business before the board on first call, I would ask the clerk to please call the roll on the first call reports.
Alderman Albright. Alderman Baker. Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman. Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney. Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo. Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Shapiro.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 19 yeas with 5 absent.
All items on first call carry. We have one item on second call. Could I entertain a motion to suspend with recess to go into the next item? Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. What I will do at this time is on item 38-11, I will recognize the Vice Chair of Programs and Services, Alderman Linsky, to give a brief report on this item.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This item appears on page 42, docket item 38-11, Shirley DiPaolo et al., requesting the Board of Aldermen to establish by resolution a new Napa Falls Area Council pursuant to Article 9, Section 9-3 of the City Charter. That the committee voted in favor of this resolution, 6 in favor, none opposed. We did make it subject to second call, and there'll be, I'll leave that to the person, Alderman Rice, who put that on second call to explain that. I would point out to members, though, that the if you refer to the committee reports, pages 2 through 4, sets out the committee discussion and the public comments that were given almost, in fact, frankly, unanimously in favor of the area council.
Thank you, Alderman Linsky. Alderman Rice, you would put this on second call.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. What we needed to do for the creating the Upper Falls Area Council was to have the maps and the streets for both the Upper Falls Area Council and how it intersects with the Newton Highlands Neighborhood Area Council. This week, there was a meeting between the Newton Highlands Neighborhood Area Council and the first members that who want to run for the Upper Falls Area Council. And the discussions, we're pretty close to having a final map. We had a final map, but there's a number of people from both groups that want to sit down this week and have a final decision on where the streets and where the intersections are of the two area councils, because both area councils go right to, from street to street, connecting both area councils. So we're going to do move this out to a date certain for the next meeting, and then we'll have a final decision on what the map, and everyone will have a map before then.
Okay. There is a motion made and seconded to postpone this item to a date certain of our next full board meeting, John, which will be Monday, March 21st. Any discussion on the item? All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The item has been postponed to March 21st. Is there any other business before the board this evening? Alderman Schnipper. There's a motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Meeting adjourned at 8:05.